At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. And let us surprise you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Hump Day. August 23rd, 2023. It's the usual suspects plus V. Hale. So it's a super fun show. Okay, I'm going to just sit back. I know you have a million questions. Go ahead, Vin.
Oh, you want me to?
Yeah.
Well, by all means.
Then I know you've been frothy. Every time I brought up V. Hale today, you've been like, oh my God, I can't wait to find out.
Well, look, I mean, the stuff she talked about last week
got
everybody feeling like a little, like I was fanning myself on the way out of here going, holy Toledo,
yeah, you
hot.
Were so horny last week. Like
that's
the
good.
Yeah, like it was getting swampy. Like, woo! Huh.
She's talking about you, not
too.
Me.
Oh.
No, she's talking about you.
I'm talking about you. Yeah.
Well, I mean, guys are always horny, though, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But you were like angrily horny.
And even when we're not horny?
Not angrily, but I couldn't...
Satisfy that itch.
Scratch the itch. Yeah, I was just like, oh, I need more. But that's what happens when it's masturbating. Like,
I need to dick down.
I need to get dick down, and I did not
get down. Oh!
You!
No!
Hanging?
The hell?
Now I'm sorry.
No.
Dude, I even got messages. God, I love our listeners, dude.
Oh.
They're all, it's Friday, dick down day. And I was like, God, they're really invested. I fucking love you guys. And
the whole dick down thing is a thing. That's like a, like dick down. I'd never even heard of dick down before. And now
yeah,
I'm like.
No, it's a thing. Like you can go and you can have sex, but I got to be dick down. Like, let's. Like,
I don't understand.
There's levels.
What level's that, though? Is that like it's in your mouth, in your vagina, and in your butt?
That means handle my shit. Like, I want to walk in there. Yeah, pretty much.
You want it all.
Like, dick me. Like, I need to be like.
I think it's just another version of Pound Town, right?
Well, no, but she's saying it's next level.
Right. And also, because it was like a unfamiliar term, it just felt like aggressive. I'm going to dick you down.
So what happened?
It just means like really fucked right.
Yeah,
down.
No, I think I get it.
Some people fuck you, and then some people fuck you right.
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, this guy didn't fuck you at all, so tell us everything that happened.
What happened?
No, I mean, I'm like bummed out. I mean, we've talked
since
and it's fine, but I was like, you're lame, dude. I was, so, you know, Friday happens, I do my show, I'm going to the gym, I'm like, I haven't heard from this guy, and I'm like, well, what the fuck? So I hit him and he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, the day got away from me. I was like, you're fucking lame. Anyways, then
I need to be
town.
Dicked down. Oh, he left town. Yeah. Did you say I'm so horny? I'm sticking carrots in myself.
He, dude. If I ever get to that level,
nothing wrong with that. Don't act like there's something wrong with that.
Dude, carrots? Come on.
Well,
you're
clearly,
right. You're right. It should be a cucumber, obviously.
The salad at you know Sarah's house is questionable on any given day.
Yeah, I mean, don't eat her veggies.
Don't eat my.
That's
listen.
Not a euphemism. So yeah, okay. Yep.
Oh, why does this carrot taste like fish? That's interesting.
Oh, that's hideous. That's hideous. I definitely washed it.
This is gnarly. I definitely what? With vegetable soap. You shouldn't taste
yeah,
any
exactly.
of that fish.
What yeah. is happening here?
All right. So you're you finally contact him and he's like, I'm out of town, sorry.
No, he was still in town. He left
Wait,
town.
When what day did you Because Wednesday and Thursday, you were just like,
Like Friday came, I woke up and I'm like, woo, it's dick down day.
Yeah. So when did you, what time did you find out? Like, how long did you have to suffer on Friday?
I think I text him, I think it was like 6-ish.
P.M.?
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Well, yeah.
You didn't text him all day, like, with shots of your tits?
No, I had my show at, chill. I was kind of hoping
we're broadcasters. You can send a picture of your vag while you're talking.
On the air, right?
You can, well, yeah, totally, heavy but lifting. I also didn't want to, I was hoping, like, to hear from him a little bit, right?
Yeah,
like,
you'd think, actually. That is, I'm with you. I can't believe he didn't go like,
I think you're thinking
hey
about
there.
It too much. You gotta be like, I can't wait to do some stuff with your dick tonight.
Yeah, I was just like, I was so excited all day. And then here he's like, oh, the day got away with me. I was just like, oh, well, clearly I'm over here, can't wait. And you're over there like doing anything but thinking about my pussy.
Well, so, what the hell was he thinking? What happened during the day that he couldn't just go, oh, yeah, that's right, I'm going to fuck your brains out.
I can't. I mean,
did
I
he have a date? Did he have a fucking date?
Oh, no, I doubt that.
Why do you doubt that?
I mean, he could, but I don't think that's what the case is. I can't say too much because, A, it's personal unannounced business, and, B, I can't give away things of who it might be.
Because Ryan Seacrest needs his privacy. Got
right.
It. Yeah, I got it.
God, I can't. Yeah. So anyways, yes. So that took him out of town. And then, yeah. And then yesterday he had said something. He was messaging me from where he was at about what was going on. And then he was like, oh, yeah.
So you accept his excuse. You're saying, I can see why he wasn't thinking about that. He has this other thing going on that I can't talk about.
I don't
about.
Know if I'm accepting his excuse, but I don't think he purposely sat there and was like, ha, 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 I'm going to flake and not get fucking laid. So it's like, I was not thrilled after, but I mean, it's not like we're not texting or I'm going to ignore him because of that. It's like.
So then you went to the salad crisper, grabbed zucchini and.
No, I did not.
Vegged
actually,
out.
I haven't gotten off since then.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
that's actually
this
horrible.
The story is
sad, right?
I'm so bummed out.
Sorry.
God. All guys, this time, all we were talking about.
I can't think of anything worse. God.
I know.
I mean, really, we left the last show you were on with us all going, holy Toledo,
he's
she's on
get it.
Fire.
Like, that guy's so lucky. He's going to get it so good.
He should have. Well, when we were texting yesterday about what he had going on and stuff, and then he was like, yeah, I need to fucking, let's do this. And I said, yeah, well, I needed my pussy licked on Friday. It sucks, doesn't it, buddy?
And you didn't run right over to his house when he said, yeah, I need to get laid?
He's still out of town.
What?
The fuck is he doing? Are you telling me this guy's going to take some radio job somewhere else?
No, negative. Ghostwriter.
It's a promotion.
Like, I'm not.
Are there those anymore? I don't know about those.
We're getting closer. He's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, me too. She's got a nervous laugh going on.
No, is he out on some kind of promotion and event?
Sarah
like
said those
hosting?
Don't exist anymore.
Oh. Yeah, we don't do those. I know nobody does those.
What? What are those?
No such a thing. Don't even have a department for that.
What station does he work on?
Dude, I'm not saying any. You guys could hound me all day. There's no way.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Does he work for Odyssey?
Oh boy, she's not gonna say that.
Yes.
Ah.
So it's not a promotion. Okay, got it. Well, I mean, it's not, right? Okay, listen. So, what is the plan for this weekend?
Well, here's the thing, and this could be TMI, but when the fuck do I ever hold back?
Agreed.
Right.
Friday, it's supposed to be girly time for me. So I don't know. Time's a ticking here.
What does that mean?
Oh, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
What does that mean?
So I'm like, if I have to go. Like,
yeah, I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Are
so
you
I'm
opposed to really? Doing it when you're on your period?
No, but I think this one's too new. Like, typically that's like reaches a comfort level with a dude.
Yeah.
So I think only, like, even though we've known each other a really long time, only have done it once. I don't think I would be quite there yet. So, I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, knows? I'm with you. That's a gross thing that you say for later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something where you stop caring, like, ooh, are they look? It's like the guy's like, I don't give a fuck.
Let me in there. I need that pussy.
I had a guy once, he was like, I was like, oh, I can't. He's like, I will fucking rip that shit out with my teeth. I don't give a fuck. And I was like, that's sick and so fucking hot at the same time.
Rip it out. Do it. Go for it.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't do that.
One time.
Basically, like, I could give two shits.
I've told this story on the air, so people know it already. But one time, my girlfriend at the time, this is when I lived out in Ocean Beach, and she was pretty new, too, actually. We were getting going there, and then she had a tampon in, and she was like, let me just do you. I'm gonna, and I was, and she's doing me, but then I get this like, it feels too good and I want to give to you too. So I pulled her on top of me and I'm licking her clit, and her tampon string is like laying across my face. But I was totally into it though, and it wasn't until
such a sight.
Yeah, well,
I'm picturing it right now.
Yeah, that was what was happening. So I was licking her clit. And she was into it, and she's, you know, moving around. And then I realized this string is, like, kind of, you know, flickering around over my eyes, forehead, slash nose. It's tickly. Stop that. It's tickling me. Wee.
That's weird. Most girls tuck the string.
Yeah, you can tuck the string.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was. I did spread her, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it. Yeah,
I pulled. There was some.
Out,
yeah, sure. There's movement.
You probably bored her out.
I've actually.
I don't think I bored her out. But anyway.
Couldn't hold the string in.
Is it Jack FM?
You just don't make guesses. Stop it. You've got to stop trying to find this guy.
We already know it's Ryan Seacrest.
Jack FM is a jockless station.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's K-Rock.
No, no.
Oh,
okay,
I
don't,
see.
Please it's stop cute. Guessing.
And no one said it was L.A. It says he lives in L.A.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Is it
Boston? I mean, I do a station in Philly.
You guys, seriously, please stop.
Is it The Wave? Is it 94.7 The Wave?
Wait, it's not The Wave. I don't even think there's younger people.
All right, I'm going to change the subject. Okay. Remember when you tried to boot my friend? So he's now in the ANN. I just sent you a...
My God. I didn't want to boop him.
Yeah, you did.
Kind of.
No, I really didn't.
You know what? Nobody's blaming you. We all want to boop him. I mean, it's fine. He's good looking.
But I did...
Well, he's in the ANN now, and I just sent you the post that Alice put up. I'm sure you probably tagged in it anyway, but I just sent it to you as a message on Instagram.
The Alice News Nation? Yeah.
The ANN,
Network.
The Alice News Network.
Oh, I like the News Nation. That's cool, too.
Alice News Nation. Yeah. We are all over the nation. Mm-hmm. That is true.
It covers the nation.
Yeah. Forget about, you know, we don't need your syndication money.
No, we do. No, you may not. I do.
No, I'm trying
I got little kids.
We're never getting
I'm
that.
I'm glad you're ready to retire.
That's
why
I'm letting, it go.
We need syndication. Yeah, we cover the nation.
Yes.
All right, whatever. I'm just saying, good you can God, write man. It off.
Sarah's like, I might just buy a boat and a farm. We're all, what? I mean, you did the work.
I got to find something.
No offense,
I got to find something.
Damn, we want that money too. No syndication money. Yeah.
I was being facetious. Nobody needs that because now we have streaming worldwide.
Yay.
Bill, 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 bill.
Yeah,
bill, bill, bill.
Who cares? Do your show. All right, read the text or the.
That's it.
Oh, isn't there one? Wasn't there one that you wanted to share with her?
What do we got for time here?
We got plenty of time. No, she didn't tell us any stories.
Alex, what do we have for time?
Bryn, what do we have for time?
God, you don't have a fucking timer running?
No, I got the timer. No, we don't have time. We're running short.
His fucking jokes, man. They're always like that.
It wasn't a joke.
God damn it.
I don't ever understand if he's joking or not.
I'm not looking at the goddamn recording.
Sometimes he looks you dead in the eye and he says something.
Bryn, I thought you were timing it.
Shut the fuck. God damn it, dude. Enough of that.
It's on the fucking machine. I can walk over there and see
how impossible it is. No, we're out of time. We're always out of time.
No, we're not always out of time.
And that's why I didn't want to say anything, because we're always out of time. So.
All right, we're done. Right. Yes.
Wow.
It's fine. We're really sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. We're super bummed that you didn't get dick down.
Me too. Maybe I'll get dick down tonight.
Well, are you going to...
Oh, is he back?
Oh, he's going to dick you down tonight? Oh, shit.
Oh, okay.
I said maybe.
Well, let's have that happen. How about it? Let's get it done.
Well, we'll try.
We all came in here.
I don't want to ask. Like, geez, I feel like I'm begging now.
Oh,
like,
just ask.
Are you back?
Well, you should. You should say, listen, I'm fucking horny. Ask.
Yeah, get over here.
Get over here.
Let's do this.
Yeah, see, you're thinking about it too much. You got to say what you want. If you're supposedly not into keeping this guy as a boyfriend, then you just, like, say, get over here and fucking plow
me. There's still some, like, self-respect, I got.
Fuck that noise. You're fucking this dude.
You said all this stuff last week that got everybody in the building and listening hot, and then now this is your attitude? I'm not sure. Maybe not. I probably shouldn't.
No, my attitude is I will do all those things. It's that, do I reach out yet again?
Yeah, reach out yet again. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Be like, listen, my pussy calling. Pussy calling.
Or bing, thank bing. You next. On to the next guy.
After last week, I thought I was going to have to belt my dick to my tummy to walk out of here. And here you are with nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Me good. Too. Trust me, guys.
I guess we're all trying to live vicariously through
VR. Yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah.
Crazy.
All right. All right. I'll try and get dick down tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Get her done, please.
So, right. B, send some
team player for you
picks
guys.
Right now, or pussy pics, whatever you got to do, and let's get this going.
Like, listen, this is waiting for you. Here on my desk. I can't bring this thing every day.
Get a hooker if you need to.
Oh, my God, Aho. That's just you.
I don't understand that.
What do you mean you don't understand?
What is she going to get a hooker for?
To get dick down.
Oh, you're saying like she gets a gigolo. Oh. No, chicks just go to bars, dude.
Yeah, happy hour at the
we
Red
don't
Onion.
Pay for sex.
Man. Yeah.
Sometimes you have to.
No, you have to. That's no girls.
Every
have
once
to.
In a while, you know.
Okay.
No, literally, girls
I
never have.
Literally,
to.
Never
they never
would,
have to.
Right. All right. Well,
I like that. You said it's old move.
Are we? Are we out of time?
You buying me a drink? And every guy is like,
yeah.
Well, yeah, of course I am.
Sure, I'll do
all right,
that.
Right. You bet.
Does this mean anything? It doesn't. You're just buying me a drink. Thanks.
No, go fuck yourself.
Exactly. Okay. Well, we'll see you tomorrow, V.
Bye.
Everybody can send ways that she can get dicked down, things that she could write that would make him hot, you know, all that stuff. Send it to Bryn at RadioLoss.com.
No, I don't want that I get weird enough shit in my DM.
No, it's being sent to me.
Do you really? What do you get?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she gets.
Oh, dude, I have, you know, I don't want to say it because I don't want to piss these. Truly, you never know who the psychos are, so I'll just leave it alone.
Yeah, okay. She's a pretty girl. People, I'm sure, are sending stupid stuff all the time.
Like weird things. It's not even it's weird.
Well, I get weird stuff and I'm an ugly boy, so it really doesn't.
That's true.
Not ugly.
Well, you know, I mean, by comparison, medium. I love David Lee Roth. Semi good looking.
Semi good looking. Aren't on the streets again.
Right?
Yeah, I think he's talking about her, though.
No, I know he is, but that term, semi-good looking, applies to many of us.
Sure. Well, judge by fours.
Right.
All right, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Oh, the end.